This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The video's still up. We've got till the 15th before I go out there and I put everything into a random choosing system out there online, and it's going to choose a winner for my original At One Boyd's Gun Stock in Zombie Green. And all you have to do is go to YouTube, look for Lock and Load Radio 1, and watch the video. I'm giving away my Boyd's Gun Stock. And then tell me in the comments why you won it. And you'll be in, and I'll let you know personally that you were in. And there's quite a few of you already out there, and I'm enjoying the process as we go. I mentioned this talking to Roger and Steven. The boomer age, the baby boomer age, is drawing to its close. When you speak of this group, it tends to mostly focus on white boomers. Not that others are outside the group, but to such a great extent, it really does mean that those mostly of European background, if for no other reason than they have been the largest demographic group at the time. When that age does end, we will see an ever-dwindling European demographic majority in many Western nations. Canada and USA are almost certainly the first, soon followed by a variety of European nations. That significant point of majority will be fading as the numbers precipitously drop until below 50%. So the question looming then is, what next? Will it be the glorious, brave new world of harmonious multiculturalism or an uneasy balkanization that trends even more to tribalism and violence? Based on what we see out there today, I believe it's going to be closer to the latter. A major demographic shift is impacting most Western nations, some more than others. And this shift will lead to a far more multicultural ethnic scenario, with those of European background as the minority within the next few decades. And at first blush, many will say that that's not a problem, holding out the wonders of a civic nationalism and existing relative stability and prosperity with an already high mixed demographic. The problem here is that this position doesn't really hold water in the long term, as can be demonstrated by existing nations who have not been able to sustain a similar state of peaceful existence, and by studies that point in the same direction. If you want to look at historical examples, we can point to places such as South Africa, Brazil, Rwanda, and, Yugoslavia. Their debacles in the 1990s as a counterpoint to the belief in a multicultural paradise, as each has had great disharmony and violence between the different ethnicities who live there. The Balkanization of Yugoslavia is a likely outcome facing a large number of Western nations, something that has been the case throughout history. Even those of much more similar ethno-cultural backgrounds have had difficulties assimilating and living together, like the Irish and Italians who first arrived in the New World with significant tensions and clashes with the already existing citizens of North America, which were not the Indians. You know, they were, you know, they were other European offshoots. Another case in point in history is that the former Soviet Union's policy of population transfer, which was meant to break down nationalist sentiment, but created various degrees of disharmony throughout their former, if you'll call it, empire, notably in the Ukraine. Now, if you want to look for a study, you can refer to a guy named Robert Putnam's article, later a book, Bowling Alone, which denotes that the more a nation's ethnocultural homogeneousness goes away, the more it dissipates, the more its social capital and cohesion erode. He was a liberal academic and a former member of the Carter administration. He was reticent about revealing his findings, as they did not align with what he had hoped for. And after waiting a decade, he finally did publish his findings, compounded and made more egregious by the additional years of data that just more fully affirmed what he dreaded in the first place. More recently, a working paper called The Nature of Conflict, written by Samal E. Arbatli, and I'm not worrying about the others, this further entrenches much of what Putnam asserted, as does to a great extent renowned military historian Martin van Creveld, who's gone so far as to argue that mass immigration is invasion. Effectively, another type of warfare. Others have made similar claims based on those and other studies, notably Mark Stein and Douglas Murray. They've similarly argued that a fully multicultural Western world will not end well, and that any negative aspects will assuredly show themselves once the baby boomer generation has disappeared. Now, one thing to point out here, any conflict like this cannot be seen as a white versus non-white scenario. There will almost certainly be multiple intersections that may lead to conflict, such as was seen during the L.A. riots of 1992 or Ferguson, Missouri in 2014, where blacks curiously attacked Asian, especially Korean residents, to their ultimate chagrin. You know, in addition, we're just as likely to see at least some of the alliances among those of closer cultures or concepts of what ideals should exist for a civil society, like those of European backgrounds aligning with those of Far East Asian ethnicity. And I also want to stress that what is to come may not be as bad, or if you get more dramatic, horrific as it could be, but it might be. I mean, the whole premise behind this is meant to be provocative, not prophetic. And undoubtedly, it's just as there is today, there will be varying degrees of stress, both social and economic, and disharmony, depending on the nation or region of a nation. And like I said before, there will almost certainly be some positive outcomes and alliances and assimilation and integration. But the question is, to what extent? And how much will in-group preferences end up overriding any such positive outcomes? I don't want to see anything like Yugoslavia or Rwanda again, but we need to be a little bit realistic here and be prepared for any eventuality, especially when there have been strong historical and anecdotal examples, as well as academic studies that suggest we're headed for at least some turbulence once the boomers are gone, which, by the way, I fall into that tail end of that section. The other thing I would say is also watch for the nations that have maintained being homogenous to be the new powerhouses. Like, I would look for Japan to maybe go that way. Russia may go that way, because Russia doesn't allow certain multicultural things to happen there. I don't know to what extent China does, but this is what happens when you don't have borders. This is what you leave, which is really nothing. There's nothing to leave. You know, when our set of values are gone, they're going to be gone. It's going to be like watching Sinatra die. We'll never see the likes of him again. And we'll never see the likes of the baby boomers again. So pay attention, because it is coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Excuse me. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, I'm trying to give one away. Go to YouTube, go to Lock and Load Radio 1, watch the video, which is, it's not the last one I put up, it's the next to last one. I'm giving away my Boyd's gun stock. Tell me in the comments why you want it. Subscribe, like the video, you know, all the stuff. You know the deal. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Riley Howell. This was a young man who didn't know certain things like rampage killers are stopped most of the time, 60% of the time, by unarmed people. He didn't know that. He didn't know the Secret Service technique of running in mass at a shooter to take him down. He didn't know that. Last week, one of the days last week was the final day of classes at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. And Riley Howell was there. And when a gunman came into his classroom, panic quickly ensued and virtually everyone ran for the exits except Riley Howell. And he ran toward the danger and tackled the shooter, knocking him off his feet, which enabled the first responders to subdue the gunman. And young Mr. Howell would pay for this brave and selfless act with his life. And this is the 21-year-old ROTC cadet. They're trying to help get buried with full military honors. I say yeah. Yeah, why not? The statistics on campus shootings are grim. See, college campuses are a lot different from a K-12 school. K-12 schools are normally enclosed. They're like a little compound, right? There's a building that's connected to everything else. There may be other buildings there. It gets a little more fragmented as you go up in classes like at high schools and middle schools. But essentially, the school in and of itself surrounds itself. College campuses are another deal altogether. These things are so big and so sprawling that thoroughfares go through them. Now, between 2001, 2002, and 2015-16, 437 people were shot, leaving 167 dead in 190 separate incidents on 142 college campuses. Out of those, 32 of them, of course, came from Virginia Tech. Then there's the University of Iowa, 1991, 4. Northern Illinois University, 5, 21 injured. Oikos University, 7 dead. Santa Monica College, 5 dead. Umpqua Community College, 9 dead. The trend of increased violence on college campuses shows no sign of abating. The number of casualties over the last 5 years represents a 241% increase over the number of casualties during the 2001-2006 school years. Now, the deaths of Riley Howell and another student, Ellis Parlier, will not be, regrettably, they're not going to be the last on college campuses because of this open environment nature. There are no natural choke points where they're going to be able to screen for a weapon. There's no way to stop anybody intent on doing it harm. In fact, you know, I would submit to you that like in the case of a K-12 school, if you look at the incident of Sandy Hook, where they tried to stop him, I would say that even in that moment, there's no way to stop them. So, but these are people that actually had a chance to move against him, and the reason they couldn't stop him is because they were disarmed. But in the nomenclature of the tactician looking at this, universities are soft targets, and a lethal combination of very large lecture halls and the attention of students focused everywhere else, and the ready access to what, to these students. Classrooms can easily become a shooting gallery for those that have evil intent. Now, the easiest way, there's a number of easy ways you could do this. You could, and some colleges are already doing this. They're allowing campus carry if you're the right age and you have the permits or whatever. I think academia should lead the way to inviting law enforcement to go back to school and telling them that, and come to school strapped, would you? Now, most of these colleges are not going to have a Riley Howell in them. So in an instance where the shooter introduces himself into the classroom, you have a likelihood of a bloodbath. We need to do everything in our power to do a couple of things. First, we need to have some professionals in place. That would go a long way. And for these people that say, but the likelihood of this happening, I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of hearing that young people are, the likelihood of them, okay, fine. Then what's the likelihood of politicians being killed? Most people don't even know who the politicians are. Get out there. Somebody send me an email right now naming 20 members of the House. 20 members of the House. Hold your hand up if you know who they are. Because I don't know who 20 members of the House are. So let's do away with armed guards for everybody then. Or let's actually look at our young people as what they are. This would also ease the tension between academia and law enforcement, because a lot of this contempt for law enforcement comes from academia. If we're not going to let these people fight on an even keel in these events, then we need to introduce people that can. Or stop complaining about it. I'm willing to go the lengths that we have to go in order for us to be able to present a viable defense. And if they aren't, or if they're not going to, stop complaining about it and stop coming after my rights. There's a way to fight this. And if you're not going to do it, well, the answer is not going to be coming after my rights. That's not going to be the answer. That's not even one of the in the multiple choice. There's other things we can do. That is not one of them. That's not one that anybody's going to consider. Move on to the next one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Richard Neal, after meeting Friday with House counsel, issued subpoenas to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig over 6 years of President Trump's personal and business tax returns.
We've stayed away from the fanfare. We've stayed away from, I think, some of the hyperbolic conversation, and we've attempted to reason this through based upon the advice of our attorneys.
Neal says he wants the requested material within the next week. President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tells the New York Times. He plans to go to Ukraine to urge that country's president-elect to push forward with investigations into matters connected to the release of negative information about Paul Manafort and into then-Vice President Joe Biden's involvement in a Ukrainian natural gas company connected to Biden's son. Giuliani dismisses Democrats' suggestions. He's encouraging a foreign government to impact upcoming U.S. elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Their groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Now I'm going to give one away on the 15th. Well, I'm going to make a determination as to who's getting it on the 15th. And between now and then, all you got to do to enter to get one, and it's for a Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. Everybody out there that's saying, oh, well, why couldn't you give one for one of these? Well, that's because that's what I got. I got one for a Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. So, you got to go to YouTube. You got to go to my YouTube channel, which is Lock and Load Radio 1. And then you just got to watch the video. I am giving away my Boyd's gun stock. And then, well, then you can get in on that and be entered into it. And I will be happy, oh so happy, if you win it, to ship it to you. I'm not even going to charge you for that. Check those guys out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, now then, I have often said that in the event of a rampage shooting, killing, whatever you want to call this, that the problem, one of the biggest problems you're going to have is how long does this killer get to operate before he is disrupted? That is an ongoing problem. It is further exacerbated by this latest report coming from the EMS Med blog, which is a mouthpiece for the National Association of EMS Physicians. And one of their posts discusses the evaluation of the potential survivability of those who died from wounds received during public rampage killings. The problem is that only 7% of fatalities could have been saved in the event of prompt medical intervention, because that killer operated without any disruption. And for, you know, like, I carry a trauma kit on a regular basis, and I have chest seals, and I have tourniquets and everything else. And for everybody that carries a tourniquet every day, according to the National EMS study, none of the fatalities died of blood loss or exsanguination from the extremities. Now, some of these mass shootings, well, all of these mass shootings, really, they afflict the lives of many individuals and their families. And given the rising incidence, or so as it seems, and severity of some of these events, there's been much in the way of public initiatives at improving morbidity and mortality in individuals who have been critically wounded. Most of the prior emphasis on management of these patients is in the pre-hospital environment has focused on external hemorrhage control. And that has led to widespread education for the use of tourniquets. And the strong focus on civilian management of exsanguinating extremity hemorrhage during a mass rampage killing is largely based on the blast injury patterns identified during USI operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, where between 52% and 64% of injuries in combat were to those extremities. And whether those lessons translate to civilian rampage killings is unclear. I would have to say probably not so much. So they did study the commonly accepted model for deaths based upon military operations overseas, and they found that civilian injuries don't correspond with military fatalities. That's probably because the average civilian in America doesn't wear improved IOTV armor-type vests in their daily lives. So they looked at a total of 12 rampage shootings that were analyzed in the study. And of those, there was a total of 139 fatalities and 371 total wounds. The key results from the study were as follows. There was an average of 2.7 wounds associated within the group of fatalities. So that meant that people were being shot multiple times. The case fatality rate for civilian mass shootings was 44.6%. That's interesting because that's 35%, almost 35% higher than in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. 58% of all victims with fatal and non-fatal wounds had at least one wound to head or chest, upper back. 20%, 28 of 139 of all wounds, were to the extremity, or of which none were deemed to be fatal. 77% of all the fatal wounds were identified in the head or chest, upper back. In total, only 9 of the 125 fatalities, or roughly 7%, 14 excluded because there was no autopsy data, were determined to be potentially survivable. The most common survivable wound was to the chest, which was 89% of all survivable injuries, without obvious evidence of any sort of vascular or cardiac injury. So, knowing that those are, you know, that kind of wound is a very survivable wound, that doesn't save anybody. Yet, at the same time, especially for a first responder, they weigh next to nothing, and it's better to have it, not need it, or need it, not have it. And we're talking about tourniquets here. So, just to recap, only 7% of victims could have been saved. And no fatalities likely occurred secondary to exsanguination. The majority of wounds in civilian rampage killings occur primarily to the head and to the chest or upper back. compared to combat environments where the majority of wounds occur in the extremities. The case fatality rate for civilian rampage killings compared to military data was much higher and associated with lower number of potentially survivable injuries. So think about the 2+ hour delay between getting shot at the Pulse nightclub and getting medical treatment, which resulted in more than 7% of fatalities from delayed diagnosis and treatment of their wounds. And at the same time, even if the national EMS experts are off by a factor of 5, that still means 2/3 of fatalities would die even if provided immediate professional medical care. So the bottom line here is that the single tool that saves the most lives in rampage killing situations is not a tourniquet or prompt medical care. It's your gun. It's your self-defense weapon. And this was demonstrated vividly in the attack on the Poe synagogue. Unlike the Tree of Life shooting, a good guy brought his gun to the services of Poe, and along with another congregant, he chased the shooter out of the synagogue and opened fire on him. So by all means, carry your gun. The life you save will likely be your own. And secondary, you may be saving a bunch of other ones. And if there is an armed citizen there, then all of these statistics we just talked about are irrelevant. Because the average loss of life when an armed civilian is present that can defend and a rampage killing is 2.5 versus 18 when you're waiting on the cops. And I'm almost certain that those figures have gone up. So, just a little FYI, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I've got one to give away. If you have a Ruger Gun Sight Scout, you can rock your stock. You can rock your gun. All you got to do is enter. To enter, go to YouTube, look at Lock and Load Radio 1. Look at my video. I'm giving my Boyd's Gun Stock away. And then give me a comment as to, you know, why you feel like you want to get this stock. And off we will go. All right. I look at the anti-gun politicians sometimes, and they're always out there wanting to have a conversation. Except it's never an honest conversation. They never want to be honest with us. They'll tell you, well, I'm not actually I'm pro Second Amendment. I just don't think you need weapons of war, which technically speaking, every handgun is somewhere a weapon of war because they have all been used by a military somewhere for the most part, or at least the design. So, yeah, they want them all. But here we have an honest person, albeit a totalitarian, with no idea how he would implement his what he wants. He's just explaining what he wants. He can't tell you how it would, you know, what it would look like or anything else. Most of his stuff is pie in the sky, you're going to see. His name is Jacob Bacharach. Not to be, I don't know if he's related to Bert. You know, raindrops keep falling on my head, Bert. So I give this to you verbatim, because here is honesty. Even though it has no idea what it actually wants or how it would be implemented. We begin, despite what feels like weekly mass gun outrages, I worry that even as leftist politics has begun to move beyond narrow technocratic fixes for issues of economic inequality, health care, and climate, on the question of guns and gun violence, the politicians who represent liberals and the left remain mired in the idea of a narrowly tailored fix. since the beginning of this year, there have been more than 100 mass shooting incidents in the United States. And these are only the mass shootings. They do not include the vast majority of the more than 14,000 gun homicides committed every year, mostly with handguns. They do not include the more than 20,000 annual gun suicides. They do not include the little girls who survive being accidentally shot by their own incompetent gun-hoarding parents. They do not involve the killings, mostly of black men and boys, by the police. It's hard to overstate what an outlier the U.S. is in this regard. Only one other country in the world, Brazil, has a higher rate of civilian gun death. Compared to the other high-income countries, the U.S. suffers from an extraordinary rate of gun violence, more than seven times the gun homicide rate of peaceful second-place Canada, more than 600 times the gun homicide rate of South Korea. American suicide rates are more middle of the pack, although they're very high in raw numbers and much more likely to involve guns. In fact, the only machines in American life that kill more people than firearms are cars. I'd be perfectly happy to ban those, too. The federal assault weapons ban, part of Bill Clinton's massive 1994 crime bill, expired in the early 2000s and was never renewed. In retrospect, it was probably ineffective, as it contained too many loopholes and workarounds to effectively prevent the manufacturer's sale and purchase of high-capacity weapons, nor did it have any effect on the sale of handguns, which are the disproportionate tool of gun violence in America. Renewing it may not have merited anyway in the District of Columbia versus Heller in 2008. The Supreme Court discovered a theretofore unnoticed individual constitutional right to possess firearms, and the combination of that ruling and the huge Republican successes in the 2010 congressional elections made the prospect of legislative action on gun control effectively nil. Congress did nothing after the 2012 attack on Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. It did nothing after the 2018 attack on Parkland High School. But in the last midterms and in the current run-up to the 2020 elections, Democratic candidates seem to have shaken themselves out of the mistaken belief that gun control is a losing issue. Proposals may never make it through a Republican Senate. New laws may not survive an increasingly radical right-wing judiciary. But the optimist in me says at least we're talking about it. The pessimist in me says this is going to be inadequate, not because of those legislative and judicial barriers to regulation, but because I'm convinced that American society suffers from a deeper pathology of violence and militarism, of which endemic gun violence is a symptom, not a cause. That is not to embrace the hoary gun advocate cliche that guns don't kill people, people kill people. Well, yes, but they do it with guns. You can kill people with a 2x4, a screwdriver, or a heavy object tossed off the roof of a building, but a gun is a tool specifically designed for killing. It is what guns were invented for and designed to do. But a current of violent fantasism runs right under the surface of light in the world's global empire and military hegemon. It courses through the popular cultural reproduction of heroic violent vigilantism. There's a weird fusion of a right-wing rhetoric of anti-government insurrectionary fervor, the idea that private gun ownership is a bulwark against tyrannical government, which would be met with some kind of armed resistance, and right-wing affection for the police and military, the armed agencies of that same government. The far-right militiaman and the warrior cop both just love the Punisher, and the fictional mass crime fighter who just loves killing tons of people with his many, many guns. There's the intense valorization of the military itself, the post-9/11 fusion of the national identity with the troops. Whose goodness and centrality to the moral life of the nation cannot be questioned. There is in particular the turning into heroes of fabulous psychopaths like American sniper Chris Kyle, or the most brutal military kill squads, even the mannered, even-keeled Barack Obama, joked about being good at killing people and murdering people with military drones. The proliferation of stand-your-ground laws and the insane efforts to arm teachers, too, are reflections of a culture that is intensely eager to kill. A society that accepts chaotic violence just as endemic, but as inherent, which desires to meet it with righteous violence of its own. The fantasy of being a good guy with a gun is a fantasy of homicide, even if in the dream the homicide is a justified one. It is a longing for a reason to kill. So a left position on gun violence must therefore move beyond a narrow fixation on guns and implements and to the broader moral argument against militarism, imperialism, and acceptable violence, just as the left is trying to move beyond narrow fixations on good jobs or health saving accounts or tax incentives, think in very broad terms about economic equity. So far, candidates and office holders have done and said very little. Among major Democratic contenders, Bernie Sanders has talked about gun safety. Elizabeth Warren has talked about using something other than our military might in constructing a foreign policy. Many well-known candidates have yet avoided the policy. And only Senator Cory Booker has outlined a gun control proposal of any detail, issuing a 14-part plan to ban assault weapons and establish a gun licensing program. So here we have a country, according to him, in which a sitting senator can publicly fantasize about the rape and assassination of foreign bad guys. This is also a country whose psychoses are more profound than its resultant affection for firearms. I suppose that's what I'm saying, is that a word I would like to hear more often in the expanded moral rhetoric of the socially democratic left is peace. You only have one problem, Mr. Bacharach. You're sitting there and you're wanting these things. And just because you want them does not mean that's going to happen. Where do you think the nature of man is going to take us? I mean, I'll tell you what. I would love for this to be a peace-loving country. I would love to not have to carry a gun. I'm with you. I would love that, except the difference is I recognize the fact that somebody may put me in a position where I may have to do one of those justified homicides you're talking about. And no, I do not lust to kill. I will live with that for the rest of my life, the rest of my days. But your head is in the sand, and you're smoking something that gives you complete and total delusions. You have no idea of the world you live in. But at least you did look at some facts. I got to give you that. But in the end, nowhere near where you need to be there, Mr. Bacharach. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.